Golden State Media Concepts bring you the Bible Study Podcast. Reflect and journey the Bible as together we study God's Word and be inspired. Bible study made fun and informative for all ages. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Bible Study Podcast.
Welcome to the Golden State Media Concepts Bible Study Podcast. I am your host, Sarah, and today is Sunday, May 28th. It is the last Sunday in the season of Easter, actually. So the seventh Sunday of Easter. We have been traveling through this season together, as you know, or you may know. It's Easter. The season of Easter is 50 days long, so 50 days after Easter, then we celebrate Pentecost, and we will celebrate that next Sunday. So we are in this last week of the season of Easter. I hope you have had a blessed and restful journey. I hope that you have seen signs of new life and resurrection all around you. I have been trying to mention my own signs of new life as I have gone through this season with you. And today, my signs of resurrection and hope and new life actually tie in with this episode and the next couple of episodes, because I have been trying to do, you know, four-part episodes and take each text on its own. A couple of times I've had to go back to the other way of doing it, which is to split that up into two parts episodes with two texts in each. And things have gotten a little bit crazier. And I've mentioned that it's been a little crazy in our lives lately, but my husband is scheduled to have surgery in a couple of weeks. I would welcome your prayers on that. He's okay. It's a helpful surgery. It's going to be good, you know, but there are always risks inherent with that. And so I would welcome your prayers as we transition through that. We're also going through some changes in terms of our business and moving things around. And so restructuring both the business plan and physically. So I've been moving a lot of furniture. So the next couple of weeks will not be four-part episodes. I'm going to shoot for one episode a week, and I apologize. I know that's different, and I apologize for changing up the format on you, but just to give you a heads up, that's how it will look. But my resurrection moment, my hope and my new life is in our friends. And I know I've mentioned this as my resurrection moment before, but it is so true. We have amazing and dear friends in our lives, and friends who are, you know, they are even sometimes people that we don't even know that well who suddenly pop up and just give us amazing moments of hope and new life in our own lives. So during this craziness, and as we are transitioning through things with the business, as we are trying to get ready for the surgery and dealing with my husband's health, etc., we have had so many amazing moments from so many amazing friends, and I give thanks for each and every one of those friends. Sometimes they don't even know that they are providing those moments for us, but they really have helped me. They have lifted my soul a lot in these times. So that is my moment for you for this week. And as I mentioned, we're only doing one episode a week for the next couple of weeks. I'll try to get back to the regular schedule when things get back to normal. Hopefully they will get back to normal sooner rather than later, but that's what is going on. So let us jump right into this week's text. I am going to read all four texts for you and then kind of talk about them all at once. So the first text is from the book of Acts. We are still in that Easter season doing two New Testament readings. So this first one is from the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 6 through 14. So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel?" Jesus replied, It is not for you to know the times or the periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going, and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. So that is the first assigned reading for this week, the seventh Sunday of Easter, and you get this vision of the Ascension. It was Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 14, and one of the commentaries that I was looking at this week says that this is a funny sort of episode to kick off a book that is all about mission. And if you remember, Acts is a continuation of the Gospel of John, the Gospel of Luke, so kind of the what happens next after Jesus' death and resurrection. And the founder tells his followers to spread the word across the entire face of the earth, but then he vanishes into the clouds. So the newly commissioned apostles just go back home, sit tight, and pray. Good luck with that, guys and girls, along with those certain women we have here the last reference to Mary in the New Testament, other than Paul's minimalistic born of a woman. And this commentary comes from Sarah Hinlicky Wilson, and I just like her sense of humor. So it is an interesting way to start off the book of Acts, right? With this kind of almost quirky episode of Jesus saying, you know, everything's going to be good, everything's going to be great, go out and continue doing my work, and then poof, he's gone. And so they go back to Jerusalem, and they go back to the upper room, and they're like, yeah, okay, so here we are. So I just had to make that aside real quick. I do want to do the other texts assigned for this week. As I said, we're only doing one episode. So the next text assigned for this week is from the Psalms, of course. This one is from Psalm 68, verses 1 through 10 and verses 32 through 35. Let God rise up. Let his enemies be scattered. Let those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melts before the fire, let the wicked perish before God. But let the righteous be joyful. Let them exult before God. Let them be jubilant with joy. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Lift up a song to him who rides upon the clouds. His name is the Lord. Be exultant before him. Father of orphans and protector of widows is God in his holy habitation. God gives the desolate a home to live in. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity, but the rebellious live in a parched land. O God, when you went out before your people, when you marched through the wilderness, the earth quaked. The heavens poured down rain at the presence of God, the God of Sinai, at the presence of God, the God of Israel. Rain in abundance, O God, you showered abroad. You restored your heritage when it languished. Your flock found a dwelling in it. In your goodness, O God, you provided for the needy. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Sing praises to the Lord. O rider in the heavens, the ancient heavens, listen. He sends out his voice, his mighty voice. Ascribe power to God, whose majesty is over Israel, whose power is in the skies. Awesome is God in his sanctuary, the God of Israel. He gives power and strength to his people. Blessed be God. Again, this is the second reading assigned for the seventh Sunday of Easter. It is Psalm 68, verses 1 through 10, 32 through 35. And I do just want to say one thing before we take a break, and that is that you can see why this is chosen for this Sunday. You can see immediately the connection that it has with the Acts reading, because it says, in verse 4, sing to God, sing praises to his name, lift up a song to him who rides upon the clouds. His name is the Lord. So you see Jesus, you know, ascending up into the clouds, and now we have this connection, lift up a song to him who rides upon the clouds. So I always try to look for those connections within the texts each week to see, you know, just the themes and the things that jump out at me as connections. As I mentioned, we do have to take our first break of the podcast, but when we come back, we'll be reading the second New Testament reading and the gospel assigned for this week, and then talking a little bit about all four texts as a whole. So stay tuned, and I will be right back.
Always on the go, but the day just won't be one without your Hollywood fix. Let Golden State Media Concepts Entertainment Podcast take care of that. Jordan and Keith is Entertainment Tonight meets Access Hollywood.
I'm Jordan. The guy laughing, that's Keith.
Yeah, I'm Keith.
An all-inclusive look of pop culture.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Bible Study Podcast. We are talking about the text assigned for the seventh Sunday of Easter, May 28th, 2017. And as I mentioned before, we are doing all four texts in this episode. So just a reminder of why we're doing that or what's going on in this episode that's a little bit different than other episodes. We are moving now into the second assigned New Testament reading, and that one is from 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 14, and chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. So we have been moving through the book of 1 Peter, and now we are covering sections from both chapter 4 and chapter 5, and those verses are as follows. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal that is taking place among you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in so far as you are sharing Christ's sufferings, so that you may also be glad and shout for joy when his glory is revealed. If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory, which is the Spirit of God, is resting on you. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that God may exalt you in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Discipline yourselves, keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary the devil prowls around looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in your faith, for you know that your brothers and sisters in all the world are undergoing the same kinds of suffering. And after you have suffered for a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, support, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the power forever and ever. Amen. Again, that was 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 14, and chapter 5, verses 6 through 11. And again, as I said before, we have been reading through this book of 1 Peter throughout the season of Easter, and there is a lot of discussion of suffering in this book, and I'm not going to go into that in great detail here, because again, we are trying to fit a lot more into this episode than I normally do in a week, but we've talked a lot about that in the other podcasts for Easter and in those episodes where I talk about the book of 1 Peter. So go back to those if you haven't listened to them, or if you're interested in hearing a little bit more about why 1 Peter contains so much discussion about suffering. We are going to move into the final reading for this week, and that, of course, is the gospel reading, and that is from the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 1 through 11, and those verses are as follows. After Jesus had spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you. Since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that they gave to me, I have given to them. I'm sorry, for the words that you gave to me, I have given to them. And they have received them and know in truth that I came from you. And they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. So that is the gospel reading assigned for this seventh Sunday of Easter. And as often happens in the Gospel of John, there was a little bit of a tongue twister, you know, with the definitely with the trying to ensure that we understand that God and Jesus are one, that Jesus is from God. And there's a lot of repetition. And I do want to start as I go into talking about especially the gospel, a little bit about all of the texts for this week, is that there's something about the writing in the Gospel of John and in this passage in particular that reminds me of Beatles lyrics. And I am a huge Beatles fan. I have always loved the Beatles. And this, the Gospel of John, because it does talk about love a lot, right? And all you need is love. The Beatles say all you need is love. But there's something about just the way John writes that reminds me of Beatles lyrics. And maybe it is that repetition and the way he strings words together. But all of the relational talk about I am in you and you are in me, or all mine are yours and yours are mine, it's, as I said, it's a bit of a tongue twister when reading it out loud. But it also reminds me of that first line in the Beatles, I am the walrus. And if you don't know that song, that first line is, I am he, as you are me, as we are all together. And I could go on, but that's not what the purpose of this podcast is. And that song gets even weirder really quickly, so I'm not going to say all the words. But you can hopefully see why the Gospel of John, in addition to the references to love, reminds me of Beatles lyrics. In this case, I am the walrus. And as strange as it might sound to our modern ears, language such as this is common for Jesus, especially in John's gospel. The relationship that Jesus shares with God is so intimate and interconnected that when Jesus talks about it, it might actually sound rather odd to us. But what these verses tell us is that Jesus shares in God's very being and existence. And John really wants to make that known in this gospel. John wants to make that clear as you read through this gospel. And as we've read through parts of it during this season of Easter, we have seen that over and over again, right? What's pretty amazing, what's pretty mind-blowing even when you really think about it, is that this isn't the most amazing thing about Jesus' words tonight. Today. I don't know why I said tonight. Today. I don't know what day it is. I don't know what time it is. Whatever. But what's even more amazing, as I said, is the fact that Jesus actually invites us to share in this same intimacy and interconnectedness. Jesus invites us and makes it possible for us to know and be known by the God that no one has ever seen. So it's pretty amazing, first of all, that Jesus and God are so interconnected themselves, right? That Jesus came from God and went through all of these things and shared all of his experiences and taught his disciples and his followers. But even more amazing to me is that we're invited into this interconnectedness. We are invited into this relationship with God the same way that Jesus is, to be that close to God, the creator of the entire universe, right? And Jesus's words are, again, part of his farewell discourse, and we've been reading through that the last couple of weeks, those words that he speaks to his disciples after sharing the Last Supper with them. These are Jesus's final words to and hopes for his disciples before he knows that he's going to have to leave them. In John's gospel, it's important to remember that the cross is not seen as defeat as we might take it, because it is a very well, it might, it seems to our modern ears, it seems to me like it would be a defeat, right? If you just picked up the book and started reading it, you'd be like, this is what happens to the hero. This is terrible. But in John's gospel, it's actually an integral part of Jesus's ministry. For John, incarnation, the cross, resurrection, and ascension are not separate events, but one complete and interrelated work of salvation. They are four parts of the same work of salvation. Jesus goes through all of this, and by this, I mean he goes through being born human, living amongst humans, being crucified and raised from the dead, and then finally ascending to heaven. And Jesus goes through all of this so that we may know God. And I do have to take the second break of our podcast, so I'm going to leave you with that little tidbit so that we may know God. And stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the Golden State Media Concepts Bible Study Podcast. We are talking this week about the text assigned for the seventh Sunday of Easter, and we are talking about John's Gospel at the moment. And before the break, I said that Jesus goes through all of this, you know, through being born human and living as a human to being crucified, raised from the dead, etc., etc. Jesus goes through all of this so that we may know God. Jesus goes through all of this so that we might experience that same sense of oneness with God that Jesus himself does. And again, I want to reiterate that this, I think this is amazing. But more than that, as though we needed more, right? More than that, Jesus goes through all of this so that we can do God's work here on earth. Jesus leaves, but we stay. Not because we aren't good enough or because we are being punished by staying when Jesus gets to go, but because our lives have purpose as we live out our calling as children of God. And I've talked about this before, right? So according to Jesus, our staying is actually an honor. It's an invitation to participate in the glory of God. Our staying is a commissioning into the work of Jesus. We are here to continue the work that Jesus started, to continue the ministry that Jesus started. In John's gospel, eternal life, glory, relationship with God aren't things that are quote unquote out there somewhere, we don't even know where, out there waiting for us, but instead are here. They're all around us. They are around us in our doing what Jesus does. They are around us in healing, feeding, caring, listening, sharing, and making manifest the grace and mercy of God. So obviously these things sound exactly like much of the work that the church does, right? But Jesus' words and his prayer for us are actually a lot bigger than that. So it isn't just the work that the church does that fulfills our doing God's continued work. It is the work that we do all of the time, every day, in whatever job or career or vocation we might have. It's not just the church, you know, however you want to look at that. The church is your own church, how you know, your own church community, or the church, capital C, in the world. whatever denomination you belong to, the, you know, the church hierarchy, the church bureaucracy. It's not just the church. It is all of us. And we do God's work every day. It's not just called pastors who are, it's not just pastors who are called to do this work. All of us have vocations. And whether we live out those vocations in our daily jobs or in the way we serve our community, we are all called to do God's work. The ordinary tasks of everyday life, from work and play and family life to volunteer opportunities, all of these, maybe they might seem ordinary or even mundane. They're not. These are things, these things are work that honors God. Any work, any kind of honest work can indeed help care for this world and the people that God loves so much. So our everyday lives mean we are participating in the glory that Jesus is talking about here in the Gospel of John. Our everyday lives, every day we are participating in God's work, in Jesus's ministry. So here's something for you to think about. It can be your homework for the week, maybe. Notice the places in your ordinary life where you can or you do help care for God's world and for God's people. What if we celebrated these places? What if we started to think about our lives in the context of God's continuing work? How would our lives look and feel different if we approached every day as our opportunity to do God's work, to continue what Jesus started in his time among us on earth? And at first, it might not seem like it's related, but I really like that this passage ends with the simple prayer for oneness that Jesus prays in reference to his disciples. Jesus again indicates his own oneness with God, and then prays for that same oneness to exist among his disciples, to exist among us. And I've talked before, I'm not sure if I've talked on this podcast before, but I know I've talked about it before in my own ministry, how we are stronger together, how our oneness doesn't mean that, you know, we all have to think alike or act alike or be exactly the same throughout our lives, but it means that we are here for each other and we support one another and we seek to live out God's calling in our lives. So Jesus' prayer for oneness is a hope that our lives will be interconnected, that we will support each other as we do God's work. God has given each of us unique gifts. No two of us are exactly alike. No two of us have the exact same combination of gifts. And we've been given these unique gifts and abilities that we might continue to do God's work and the work that Jesus calls us to do, that we may combine those gifts in ways that they will become stronger. Our uniqueness, of course, it doesn't exist in a vacuum. It's partly why Jesus prays for our oneness, so that we can work together and we can support each other as we participate in God's work. And of course, since everyone is different, it also means that we're going to have differences of opinion, right? We always do. So Jesus' prayer for oneness is also a plea that we can see past those differences to the interconnectedness that we share in being children of God. So Jesus knew that things would not be easy when he left his disciples. He knew things would not be easy for those who came after the disciples, all the way down to us. Things are not always easy when we try to do God's work in the world. We, of course, also know that even with God, our lives aren't perfect. Sadly, right? Things are going to be difficult. They are going to be confusing. They're going to be discouraging at times. We're always going to have suffering in our lives, as we see in 1 Peter throughout these weeks of Easter. But in this passage, this gospel passage, we have a twofold promise. First, God is with us, not so we will merely persevere, but so we might flourish. And the second part of that promise is that God intends us to be committed to this world, to this people, this place in the here and now. Eternity and relationship with God are always present tense in the Gospel of John. They're never somewhere far off in some near or distant future. They are here and now, always present tense in the Gospel of John. So that's one of the amazing things about the Gospel of John as you read through it. Here and now, we are called. Right here, right now, wherever we are, whatever we are doing in the world, we have been called, we have been commissioned, and we have been blessed by Jesus Christ to participate in this work and to share in this amazing promise. And so my hope for you as you go through this week is that you can feel that oneness. You can feel the oneness that Jesus prays for you as you go about doing the work of God every single day. And you know, I mentioned homework, you know, I'm just kidding about that, but pay attention to those places around you where you see God's work being done. See if you feel that oneness, not only oneness with God as you go about doing God's work, but oneness with the brother, your brothers and sisters in God. And just see, just notice those moments. You don't have to do anything about them, but just notice them. Just take them in and say, wow, this is pretty amazing. That is all the time that I have for this week. I have to go and go back to my craziness. This was a blessed moment of calm within that craziness. So thank you for joining me as we discussed mostly the gospel text for this week, the seventh Sunday of Easter. But it's a pretty amazing gospel text. So I focused a lot on it this week. I hope you'll join me again next week. Next week is Pentecost. It's one of my favorite holidays in the church year. Some people call it the birthday of the church. Happy birthday, church. It is a Sunday when a lot of churches wear red, which is fun and celebratory. So join me again next week as we talk about the texts for Pentecost. In the meantime, you can find all of our podcasts at www.gsmcpodcast.com. You can download those podcasts on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, any app that you use for your mobile device. And you can follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr, GSMC Bible Study. Come and interact with me on social media. I would love to hear from you. Again, join me next week, Pentecost. Wear red. Not that I can see you, but in the meantime, please, please remember that you are a beautiful and beloved child of God. Thank you, and I'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Bible Study Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.